I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're like seconds away from hearing these voicemails that Hannah keeps getting, like 10 voicemails from this dude. But we want to know, is she actually being scammed? Hannah's in the process of buying her first home, and she keeps getting a phone call from a guy saying, I'm going to set up your moving concierge, meaning like I'll set up all your utilities for you, because there's a million phone calls you have to make when you're buying a house or moving in general. Just even if you're like renting a place, you got to set up the electric, the water, the sewer, the trash. They're like, we'll take care of it. Has anyone ever heard of a company doing that for you? And then there's no charge. They just do it. 855-444-MEGA. Is that a real service people offer, or is that a scam? 855-444-6342. Has anyone ever heard of this before, used this before? Did it work? Was it good? Should Hannah run? Because she keeps getting a voicemail.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the process of buying my first home, so I already have 1,000 calls coming my way. But the number one person that keeps blowing up my phone is this guy, Mr. Juan, who leaves me voicemails like this 10 times a day.
Hi, Hannah. This is Juan with Move Concierge. I'm reaching out to you on behalf of insurance, who let us know that you're purchasing a new home. I've been assigned as your personal concierge to help you set up all of the home services and utilities for the new place at no charge to you. You should have received an email from me this morning with all my contact information and a brief explanation of what services I provide for you as your personal concierge. Give me a call back at your earliest convenience. I look forward to speaking with you soon.
Anyone know if this guy is a scam, or if it's legit or not? 855-444-6342. Anyone heard of this in the room?
No, I've never heard of it, but I have not moved a lot. They said it was from your insurance company. Maybe that's a new feature that insurance companies are offering. Because I mean, to me, it makes logical sense. I don't know. I guess the scam would be if you gave them all your information before they actually started doing something. You know, to me,
My credit card to set up all these payments.
But apparently they're not asking for that. Oh, yes. You're right. That's a great point, Hannah. I never thought about that.
AB, have you heard of it?
I've never heard of this. It feels very scammy to me.
I've moved a lot. I used it last time.
You used Juan?
I used Juan. Juan was my guy. I told him, hey, I got my friend.
Did you give him my number? Is this a reference?
Yeah, that's my reference. Yeah, it's like, Juan, my friend is moving. She does not. I mean, Hannah, off the top of your head, do you know all the things you have to set up?
No, I didn't.
Like
so at first,
water,
I was,
sewer, the list goes on and on to set up with the city.
The first 30 times he called me, I was a little convinced. And then as he kept calling, I started getting some red flags. I asked my family what they thought, and they're like, we've never heard of Juan. I wouldn't use him.
I use India. I just looked it up because I was like, man, I remember I've moved around a lot, and I was like, man, I used one of these moving concierges before. When did I do it? And it was one of the last times I moved. They set up my electric, my water, my sewer, my trash, and my internet provider. They knocked it all out for me. They scheduled it for me. I didn't have to touch it. She scheduled it all, and then I set up the auto pay.
Am I tripping, or did Juan say it's free?
It's a free service through your insurance.
Yeah.
But
once you get homeowner's insurance.
That's where it gets weird. I'm like, in what world is anything free anymore? That seems sketchy.
They set up like a homeowner's insurance. They have a deal with homeowner's insurance, and so they have like they get paid through that. And so I actually use this to set up because same thing. Yeah, so electric, water, sewer, all was set up by my girl India from 360 Home Connection.
Did she call you 50 times?
She did. I remember. I forgot how much she called me until I looked up. I was like, man, when did I use this? So I could put in my email, and I was like, wow, I have a lot of emails from India. Me, her and I were chatting up and called a lot. And that's how I did it.
And you didn't.
So
have
it's not
to,
a crazy thing I've ever heard.
But you
heard.
Didn't have to give your information to her,
Kevin. I have a lot going on, man. I do not remember all.
Okay,
of the,
I was.
I told
say,
you we talked a lot,
right?
But I looked it up, and yeah, the last email I got from her was below is the list of services that you requested that I start up. You can start and stop at any time, and this is the list. And then I just read it to you. They set up my electric, water, sewer, trash, and internet all for me.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks to India.
See, now I'm really confused. The text line is half and half. Half the people say, oh my gosh, don't do this. Worst decision. This is a scam. And other people say, yeah, We've done that. They've helped me set up stuff.
855-444-6342. Has anyone ever heard of this before? Did you use it? Did it work out for your advantage like I did? Or is it a scam? We want advice next. Hannah's buying her first house. We're just trying to help our friend not get scammed. She's gotten like 10 voicemails of this guy saying he's a moving concierge. What that is, because most of us hadn't heard of it, is he helps her set up like all the utility stuff because Hannah doesn't know what the hell to set up. Mm-mm. And these are the voicemails he keeps leaving.
Hi, Hannah. This is Juan with Move Concierge. I'm reaching out to you on behalf of insurance who let us know that you're purchasing a new home. I've been assigned as your personal concierge to help you set up all of the home services and utilities for the new place at no charge to you. You should have received an email from me this morning with all my contact information and a brief explanation of what services I provide for you as your personal concierge. Give me a call back at your earliest convenience. I look forward to speaking with you soon.
Hannah doesn't know she's buying her first house. She's nervous. Like, I don't want to get scammed. AB is wondering if it's AI because there's so many AI fishing
things.
Yeah, and
Hannah showed us a picture of him and he kind of looks too pretty. He looks a little bit too
perfect.
He's
good looking. He must be real. Or he's good looking. He's got to be fake. 855-444-MEGA. I actually used a moving concierge before. I know these things actually exist because I used it. And Maxine, you're in the process of buying a house too. And you've been told about these moving concierges?
Yes, I have. I actually got a call last week about setting one up for my new house. And it was helpful, but they do ask a lot of questions. Okay. It was worth it for me.
It was, you said? Because I feel like every utility company, though, is going to ask you a lot of questions. The water people ask you a lot of people. Yep. The trash people. You're like, oh, my God, instead of answering the same questions 12 times, can I answer it one time and then they just knock it out for me?
I just don't know that I can
Absolutely.
Trust Juan to do the job.
Interesting. Emily, you said you used this before, so you've actually know that this exists. How did you feel about when you used this moving concierge?
This was the first time I'd never heard of it, and I thought it was going to be pretty great, and it really wasn't.
Oh!
They set up, like, the wrong internet, and we had no internet, but then I was associated with another account, and it was a nightmare, and our trash was all jacked up. It was nice at first, and then it turned into a mess.
It was supposed to be convenient, but they couldn't even set up the things they promised to set up for you.
Mm.
Sarah... Juan. Ha, you're a realtor, so this is your world, okay? You constantly have people moving. Do you recommend a moving concierge, or there are going to be these horror stories like Emily? Is this a real thing?
Well, our brokerage has a partnership with a company such as this.
Really?
Oh, okay.
So what I would suggest, if you are receiving calls from a company like this, consult with your realtor to make sure it's legit.
You think this could
makes
be
more sense.
It might be a scam though, because people might find out like when someone's going through the process, and then those scammers like pick it up and they go, oh, I'll be your moving concierge because this is an actual real thing that people do use for convenience, but there's some scammers out there taking advantage of it.
I don't know for a fact, but I'm sure there could be. But I would, you know, just ask your realtor, because I always tell my clients, I was like, hey, you're going to be hearing from this company to set up your utilities. You can use them or you cannot use them, and it is a free service.
It is free. As a realtor, do you recommend using one of these people so it's a one-stop shop, or recommend setting up each of them individually as a realtor?
I recommend using them, especially if you're new to the area.
There you go.
But if you already have services with some of the utilities, then maybe it wouldn't make sense for you.
All right, Hannah, you can use them, but maybe not use Juan because he's thirsty.
Yeah, Juan is seeming a little too desperate for me.
If we have a moving concierge that's not desperate and is not Juan, we'll take you.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.